Drogba. Goalkeeper hesitated again. Didier Drogba!
خلاص خلصها. Goal! Goal! Goal!
Foreign commentary. Not the most enjoyable soundtrack to the big weekend game, but it's becoming a common sound for many fans. Each week, thousands of football fans across the UK tune into a legal foreign broadcast to watch games for free. The English Premier League is the most popular league in the world, and they have raised concern over the rising number of streams. The league makes nearly £1 billion a year from selling the rights to broadcasters in the UK and around the world. 20-year-old Dan uses streams to watch his team every week.
I'm a Man United fan, but I live in Southampton, and obviously the cost of getting up there, watching a game, just ridiculous. You're looking at best part of £100 now, so it's a lot easier just to find streams on the net. I do watch games on TV when they're on Sky, but if I go to the pub, but it's a lot cheaper just to find the stream on the net. There's so many available.
High-speed broadband access is making it easier for fans to watch streams online and avoid subscriptions upwards of £40 a month. Sky is the majority rights holder in the United Kingdom and will air 115 games over the course of the season.
Two massive games this Sunday, starting at 1. United v City, followed by Arsenal-Chelsea.
The biggest games, the biggest names.
Peter Hood commentates for Sky and believes while fans can stream live content for free, paid services will be ignored.
People won't listen if they can't get them, i.e. they have to go through a computer and pay a fee. If it's free, most people will listen to it. Again, they will go to the illegal sites to get it. It's just a challenge for every football fan who wants to listen. They'll listen by any means that they can get. Fair means or foul, it makes no difference.
Illegal online broadcasts are streamed using peer-to-peer technology. This allows users to stream content from their computer for others to view. Premier League rules state no Saturday 3pm kickoffs can be broadcast live on UK television, but that doesn't apply to foreign broadcasters. NetResult are employed by the Premier League to shut down nearly 40,000 streams a year. Christopher Stokes is CEO of NetResult and believes the restrictions are for the good of the sport.
If every game of Man City, Man United, Tottenham, etc. was online, you can have an oversupply of content. The attendance figures would drop off dramatically. If every 3pm kickoff was there, well, people going to Bournemouth and Torquay and all those sort of places, there'd be nobody in the stadiums. And so there isn't an attempt to say, at least at 3pm, let's get the fans in the stadiums and make sure that there is the atmosphere.
No one loves a raucous Saturday afternoon atmosphere as much as Reading Football Club's Joby Mackenough. He's urged fans to turn off their computers and get down to the game.
You know, I think we're quite a well-supported club in terms of numbers, and the more noise they can make, the better, and it definitely helps as a player. You know, you ask any player across the board in any league, you know, the more fans, the more noise definitely helps the team's performance.
Many fans are simply being priced out of seeing their team live by high ticket prices and travel expenses. Illegal streams could become rarer in the coming years as sporting federations seek to eliminate piracy. However, with more streaming platforms and websites opening every week, it could be a while until we hear the final whistle in this one.